Ray. People will come, Ray.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers. Sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find they have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines. Where they sat when they were children and cheered their heroes. And they'll watch the game. The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good. And it could be again. Oh, people will come, Ray. People will most definitely come.
George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball is on the air. GRHSI Radio is proud to bring you another season of live Longhorns baseball, home and away, in the always competitive 26A District. Longhorns baseball on GRHSI Radio is brought to you by the generosity of the GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors and with the support of the LCISD Athletic Department, the George Ranch High School Athletic Department, and the GR Campus Administration. Greg Cubsa enters his 15th year as the head coach of the Longhorns with a squad featuring 9 returning starters.
Ray, people will come, Ray.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers.
High school varsity baseball is on the air. GRHSI Radio is proud to bring you another season of live Longhorns baseball, home and away, in the always competitive 26A District. Longhorns baseball on GRHSI Radio is brought to you by the generosity of the GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors and with the support of the LCISD Athletic Department, the George Ranch High School Athletic Department, and the GR Campus Administration. Greg Cubsa enters his 15th year as the head coach of the Longhorns with a squad featuring 9 returning starters and a cast of veterans and newcomers looking to win the district crown and bring the UIL 6A championship trophy back to the ranch. GRHSI Radio is LCISD's first and only campus radio station located at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Now, let's head out to the diamond and join Jason Ford, Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, Jack Green, TJ Downey, and the rest of the GRHSI radio crew for today's George Ranch High School Varsity Baseball Game.
Welcome in, everybody. Jason Ford with you on GRHSI radio. As we bring you Longhorn varsity baseball here from Longhorn Field on the campus of George Ranch High School, as your George Ranch Longhorns will take on the visiting Hightower Hurricanes in a game that was originally scheduled to be played back on Friday. Weather came in, had other ideas, and originally this game was going to be played over at Hightower, but we have moved it here to George Ranch because of field conditions, and we are about probably 8 or 10 minutes away from game time. Happy to have you along with us if you are not able to make it out to the game in person here tonight, as the Longhorns come into this one looking to sort of right the ship a little bit after a loss to Rich Point the other night, as they are 2-2 in district and looking to get back in the win column tonight. The managers and the umpires are having the home plate meeting, and while they do that, we will take a quick commercial. When we come back, I'll have an interview for you that Tom Tarando had with Coach Cubsa, and then we'll have the starting lineups and all the action as we roll along with the pregame show here on GRHS iRadio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Welcome back in, everybody. Jason Ford with you on GRHS iRadio as we get ready for Longhorn Varsity Baseball. The Longhorns taking on the Hightower Hurricanes. And before the game, Tom Tarando went down on the field and got a quick interview with the Longhorns head coach, Greg Kubza, and I'll play that for you now.
Welcome back, everybody. We're with Greg Kubza, the head coach of the George Ranch High School Longhorns, and as usual, about an hour before the opening pitch with the Hightower Hurricanes, another 26A varsity baseball game tonight at George Ranch. Your club, when you look at your district standings and how those district standings came about, the two losses were close losses. The three wins were shutouts and big ones at that.
I don't know if that means anything, Tom. I mean, we just, you know, we go out and expect to do this, you know, the good things, you know, every game. So what the score ends up being is what it is. And the two losses, you know, we just made too many mistakes and didn't hit with runners on base. And so we've got to be able to change that, you know, and stay consistent with it.
Well, those goose eggs on the other side show that your pitchers are certainly doing their job ahead of the defense out there, and your guys seem to be getting their bat on the ball.
Yeah, I mean, we've, you know, the games that we won in district, we played very well, and so and pitchers threw well. So, I mean, we have to have one tonight. You know, we're going to face, you know, a good pitcher from Hightower tonight, so we're going to have our A game.
You got Carson Morton on the mound again. What are you expecting out of him?
Just what he's been doing so far. He pounds his own, attacks hitters, and, you know, stays in there and throws strikes. So, you know, defensively we can help him out and score a few runs on offense. Hopefully it'll turn out in our favor.
Another kind of weather adjustment you guys had to make out here on a Saturday afternoon because the game got rained out yesterday. Does that change anything for you guys?
No, I mean, I really wanted to get this one in. The three games, you know, in a week. As far as the district schedule, that's tough. You know, it doesn't matter how many arms you have. It's hard to, you know, to play three games in a week, especially when they're all district games. So I really wanted to get this one today. So we flipped sites. Their field wasn't ready. So we stayed out here yesterday and did a little extra work and got it ready to go.
Coach, always appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Welcome back in, everyone. Jason Ford with you on GRHS iRadio as we had that on-air interview, on-field interview with Coach Kubza leading up to this one. And again, if you're just joining us, we are about to bring you the George Ranch Longhorns versus the Hightower Hurricanes. I'll run through the starting lineups with you as we go through the starting lineups here at the stadium. The first hitter for the Hurricanes will be the pitcher, Angel Gutierrez. The number two hitter is the second baseman, Jordan Caldwell. Batting third is the shortstop, Jeremy Payne. Mason Sly is the right fielder. He's in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth is Braylon Kizzy, the first baseman. The left fielder, Kylan Davis, is in the sixth spot. Number four, Austin Bowen, the center fielder, was batting seventh. Batting eighth is Roberto DeLeo, the catcher, and Max Zavala, the third baseman, is batting ninth. So, again, running through that batting order for you for the Hightower Hurricanes, it's Gutierrez, Caldwell, and Payne, Sly, Kizzy, and Davis, Bowen, DeLeo, and Zavala. Carson Morton, the very talented sophomore, will take the hill for the Longhorns. He will be the starting pitcher running down the defensive lineup for the Longhorns. It will be Morton on the mound, Jack Braswell catching. Around the horn in the infield, Blake Behealer at first, Brady Duquet at second base, Trent Richards at third, and Lane Walton will be playing shortstop. Around in the outfield, Trey Akins in left field, Ryan Barton in center field, and Kyle Jirius will get the start tonight in right field. As far as the batting order for the Horns, it will go Barton, Chase Adams, the designated hitter, Trent Richards, Blake Behealer, Lane Walton, Brady Duque, 4 through 6, and then Trey Akins, Jack Braswell, and Kyle Jarius. So we are just about done with the introductions here. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll have the national anthem and all the action for you as we roll along here on GRHS iRadio.
You've been listening to Live George Ranch High School.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
And there you have our national anthem as we are just about ready for action. Carson Morton will take his warm-up throws for the Longhorns. And the Hightower Hurricanes will bat first here in the top of the first. I'll run back through the starting lineups for both teams as we roll along here in a bit. And again, to set it defensively for you, for the Longhorns, Trent Richards is going to be at third base. Lane Walton is the shortstop. Brady Duque is at second base. Blake Behealer over at first. You have Morton on the mound and Jack Braswell catching around from left to right in the outfield. Trey Akins in left. Ryan Barton in center field. And Kyle Jarius with the start tonight in right field. I think I mentioned during the pregame show that the Longhorns were 2-2 in district. They're actually 3-2 as they do have wins over Travis, Austin, and Bush, their two losses to Clements and Ridgepoint. Again, looking to move that record to 4-2 after tonight. And Hightower is a good team, a talented team. Hightower probably more well-known for their prowess on the football field, but they are very competitive, especially their starting nine. Maybe not as deep as some of the other teams in the district, but their starting nine can play with anyone. And the Longhorns, you heard during the interview with Coach Kubza, he mentioned when they've struggled in their two losses so far this year, it's been struggles getting runners home when they're in scoring position, not able to get the big hits with runners on base. That's something we'll need to keep our eye on tonight as we go through to see if the Longhorns can make strides in that area and score runs when they have the opportunity. 5:01 p.m., and we are just about ready for first pitch, so we are running right on time here at Longhorn Field. Angel Gutierrez, who is also the starting pitcher, will lead it off here for the Hurricanes. Settle in, folks. Happy that you could join us here on GRHSI Radio for this one. First pitch by Carson Morton. Inside, almost got him, and that's ball one. So one ball, no strikes to the leadoff hitter, Angel Gutierrez, looking to get something started for the visiting Hurricanes. The windup and the pitch, that's inside as well. And it's 2-0. Morton will take a quick little walk around the back of the mound. Now he's back up there on the bump. He's got his sign. And the 2-0 pitch, That's on the inside corner for a strike, 2-1. Gutierrez looking to get himself on base for Jordan Caldwell and Jeremy Payne to follow. The 2-1 pitch from Morton. Swung and hammered, but right at Brady Duque at second base. He puts it away on the line drive out, and that's one away. So that'll bring up Jordan Caldwell, the second baseman, left-hand hitter, steps into the box. Facing Carson Morton, the Longhorn right-hand sophomore. Morton's got his sign. The windup and the pitch. Swung on a little roller. It's going to stay fair, it looks like. And it looks like it might have hit his foot in the box, so they're going to call that a foul ball. You know, the hitter didn't move, didn't leave the box at all, and that was right on the first base line. So you got to figure he knew that it hit his foot. I didn't see the initial indication, but it is a foul ball. Morton has the ball. He's got his sign and the 0-1 pitch. That drifts inside to the lefty, and that'll even the count 1-1. You're just joining us. We've got one out here in the top of the first. Hightower batting. That's a good pitch on the outside corner. Fastball, and it's 1-2. Jordan Caldwell, the number two hitter, second baseman, is up for the Hurricanes after an Angel Gutierrez line out to second. The 1-2 pitch from Morton. Just got a little piece of that one and tapped it back to the screen. And we'll do it again at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch from Morton. Good curveball. And that is a called strike three. He froze Caldwell on that one. That started off the plate and then broke back across. Really good-looking pitch. That's a strikeout on the second out of the inning, and that'll bring up Jeremy Payne, the shortstop. And if you don't know who Jeremy Payne is, folks, he is one heck of a football player. He is committed to TCU. As sort of an athlete position, he played running back here for Hightower. First pitch to him, foul tipped, and that's going to be strike one. But he could do a lot of things at the next level on the football field, slot receiver, running back, wide receiver. I mean, you could probably put him at safety. You could probably put him just about anywhere. And a heck of an a shortstop, and I've also seen him play outfield on the baseball diamond as well. So just a really good all-around athlete. The 0-1 pitch from Carson Morton to Jeremy Payne. Swung on and tapped foul. Good pitch. Broke all the way across the plate to just off the plate on the outside. And quickly, Payne is in an 0-2 hole. And Carson Morton trying to get himself a 1-2-3 inning for the Horns here in the top of the first. He's got his sign, the windup, and the 0-2 pitch. And that is fouled once again. Got probably a little more of the plate than he might have wanted to there. Jack Braswell was set up pretty far outside. And that ball drifted back over more of the middle of the plate. Kind of got away with one there. So we'll do it again at 0-2. If you're just joining us, we're in the top of the first. There are two outs. Hightower has nobody on base. And their number three hitter, Jeremy Payne, in an 0-2 count. He looked like he tried to hold up. They're going to appeal it. Well, it was close. They appealed. Took forever to get the appeal. They said he did not go. So it's 1-2. That's a good pitch, though. Breaking ball well off the plate to the outside. Certainly nobody's going to hurt you on that pitch. Just to see if he'd chase one. The 1-2. That's hit on a hop to Trent Richards over at third. And he almost took too long, patted the glove a couple times. Jeremy Payne can absolutely fly, but he got him by a half step. And we will go to the bottom of the first as your score through a half inning is Hightower nothing and the Horns coming up to bat.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
Welcome back in, everybody. Jason Ford with you on GRHS iRadio as we head to the bottom of the first here at Longhorn Field with the visiting Hightower Hurricanes taking on your George Ranch Longhorns. And the Hurricanes were unable to get a run in the top of the first. As we head to the bottom, first three hitters up for the Longhorns will be center fielder Ryan Barton, the DH Chase Adams, and the third baseman Trent Richards. Your full lineup again: Barton, Adams, Richards, Behealer, Walton, Duque, Akins, Braswell, and Jirius. Angel Gutierrez out there on the mound for the Hurricanes. And Gutierrez is one of those guys, he's not a really big guy. He doesn't have a violent motion, but the ball gets on you a little quicker than you think it would. He's got kind of deceptive velocity. He's been a very effective pitcher for them. And they're throwing him here tonight against the Horns. We'll see if the Horns lineup can stay relatively hot. Again, in the games where they've gotten hits with runners in scoring position, they have scored runs in bundles. On the games where they've struggled, they've still gotten a fair amount of base hits and base runners, but they've just struggled with those getting those big hits in big spots. Ryan Barton will step up to the plate, the center fielder and leadoff hitter. So Barton steps in. The right-hand box, and the first pitch from Gutierrez. Barton shows bunt, pulls it back. That's a good curveball on the outside corner taken for a strike, and it's 0-1 to the Longhorn leadoff hitter. Gutierrez peers in. He's got his sign. Pitch, ground ball into the hole at short. Jeremy Payne gets it, bobbles it a little bit, and then throws it away. Over the head of the first baseman, it goes out of play, and that will get Ryan Barton to second base. To be honest, I don't know if Jeremy Payne throws him out even if he makes that play clean, so I'd probably call that an infield single. But that is, well, the scorekeeper gave him an error. You could kind of go either way, but error on the shortstop. Certainly it was an error to allow him to get to second on the throw. And that'll bring up Chase Adams, the designated hitter, the two-hole hitter for the Longhorns. He's been hot here in the early going this season. And he's got an early opportunity here with Ryan Barton in scoring position. Chase will be followed by Trent Richards, the third baseman. Just joining us, it's still scoreless. The Hightower Hurricanes went 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Here in the bottom of the first, Ryan Barton is aboard, and he's at second base after an error by the Hightower shortstop, Jeremy Payne. And the first pitch to Chase Adams, way outside, taken for ball one. Gutierrez checks his runner. The 1-0 pitch, that's down and away. Gets away from the catcher for a moment. And Ryan Barton took off for third. Got kind of hung up in no man's land, but the throw from the catcher skipped away from the third baseman just enough to allow Barton to get there. That was a risky, risky move by Ryan Barton, but he gets away with it. Meanwhile, the count to Chase Adams is 2-0. And looks like the home plate umpire wants the George Ranch Longhorns to get a little further back in their dugout and get off the railing. So Adams now steps back into the box. He's got a runner at third now as Barton is at third base. The 2-0 pitch. That just grazes the outside corner for strike one. That ball looked a little out, but a little bit of a generous call there for Gutierrez. The 2-1 pitch swung on and hit hard to short. Jeremy Payne's going to come home with it, and they're going to get Ryan Barton as Barton, I don't know if Coach Cubs has sent him or if he went on his own, but he is the first out of the inning as Chase Adams is at first on the fielder's choice. Judging by Coach Cubs' reaction, I don't know that he necessarily told Barton to go. If so, that was two risky base running moves by Barton. He got away with the first one. He did not get away with the second one. So to reset it for you folks, we now have one out and a runner at first base. Trent Richards now up at the plate. And they try to back pick Chase Adams and throw the ball into right field. He gets to second base. Pretty close play over there, but so now Adams is at second base. It's a 1-0 count on Trent Richards, the Longhorn three-hitter third baseman, and Trent's been red hot so far this season. If he could deliver a base hit here, he could likely score the first run for the Longhorns. Good curveball there, swung on and missed, and that's going to even the count 1-1. So one out here in the bottom of the first. Chase Adams is the runner at second base, and the number three hitter, Trent Richards, is up with a 1-1 count. The pitch, that's up high, ball two, 2-1. Blake Behealer, the very talented first baseman for the Longhorns, waits on deck. A couple practice swings for Richards, now he's ready. The pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right side. And that'll even the count, two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 count to Trent Richards. Chase Adams is the runner at second base. We've got one out here in the bottom of the first. The pitch swung on and smoked down the right field line, but that is about 10 feet foul. And we'll fall harmlessly to the grass, and we'll do it again at 2-2. So Adams at second, Trent Richards at the plate with a 2-2 count. We've got one out here in the bottom of the first. If you're just joining us, settle in, folks. We are scoreless here from Longhorn Field. The 2-2 pitch from Angel Gutierrez. Well, he takes too long, and Trent Richards calls timeout. So Richards steps out, makes a few adjustments to his batting gloves, and now he's ready to roll. Gutierrez checks his runner, the 2-2 pitch. Third ball, that's hit up the middle. That's a clean single. A little bit of a late jump for Chase Adams, and I don't think he's going to score, and he's not. They're going to have to hold him at third base. So a single for Trent Richards. He's going to put runners at the corners with one out. And the dangerous Blake Behealer up to bat for the Horns. Yeah, that ball that was hit up the middle, Chase Adams, the first move was back towards second base, I think wanting to make sure that he didn't get doubled up on if that ball had been caught. When he realized it was through, he took off for third, but the center fielder got it in quickly enough that he was unable to score. The first pitch to Behealer. Curveball swung on and fouled straight back. A little bit of a hanging curveball that Gutierrez got away with on that one. and it's 0-1 to the Longhorn cleanup hitter. So runners at first and third, one out here in the bottom of the first. The 0-1 pitch to Behealer. That's a good curveball on the outside corner. Taken for strike two, and it's 0-2. Blake didn't love the call. He looked back. He's got a couple of words for the home plate umpire. Home plate umpire says, go ahead and get back in there, kid. I've got my call. And now an 0-2 hole for Behealer. And we've got the step to third, fake to first, nobody going anywhere move. Behealer now in a little bit of protective mode with an 0-2 count. Gutierrez peers in and the pitch. And that's right down the third base line, and that's a fair ball. One run will score. Left fielder falls down but does manage to get the ball in. And Longhorns strike first as Behealer will end up on second base with a double. And he plates Chase Adams for the first run of the game. Trent Richards ends up at third base. So it is 1-0 Horns, and they still have runners at second and third with just one out. And that'll bring up the shortstop, number five hitter Lane Walton. Gutierrez looks in, checks his runners, and the first pitch to Walton. That is right down the middle. That's hit to right field, clean single. Right fielder comes up throwing. That'll score one run, but not two. So Richard scores. Behealer goes to third. And Lane Walton singles, and Longhorns with some key base hits early on. Maybe a good sign that they're getting some hits with runners in scoring position. They now lead this one early, 2-0. And it'll bring up Brady Duque. And Brady Duque, folks, has probably been the toughest out in the Longhorn batting order these first few weeks of the season. He has been absolutely torrid hitting at the plate. A little throw over to first, nothing doing. Lane Walton dives back in safely. So now an RBI opportunity for Duque as he's got Blake Behealer over at third base. He's also got Lane Walton at first. Still just one out here in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch to him off the plate outside, and that's ball one. So if you're just joining us, it is 2-0. The Longhorns have an early lead on the Hightower Hurricanes. Hightower went 1-2-3. In the top of the first, Longhorns have gotten two in the bottom of the first and looking to get more as that's another single through the hole between short and third. Lane Walton moving on the play, and that opened up that hole as the shortstop went over to cover the bag at second. And just a really good piece of hitting there by Brady Duque as he hit it right there in that spot. So last four hitters for the Longhorns, single, double, single, single. And let's see if Trey Akins, the left fielder, can keep the hit parade going for the Horns. He had a good pitch to hit on the first one and fouled it straight back. And it's 0-1. So Lane Walton is at second. He singled. Brady Duque is at first. He singled. Trey Akins is at the plate. Longhorns lead this one 3-0 here in the bottom of the first. That's a strike on the inside corner. Hard to tell. The batter's boxes, folks, tonight got chalked a little bit wonky. I'm not going to lie. They are facing probably where the second baseman actually plays instead of facing second base. The 0-2 pitch to Trey Akins is down and away, and it's 1-2. Runners at first and second. Longhorns lead this one 3-0, and they are looking to play add-on. Angel Gutierrez checks his runner, comes home with it. That almost got him. Trey Akins does a little matrix move to get out of the way of that one, and it's 2-2. So 2-2 count to the seven hitter Akins. He's got Walton at second and Duquet at first. That pitch dives down and away, and it's going to be a full count. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. 1 out, 2 men on. Akins gets into the box. The payoff pitch swung on and missed. And runners moving on the play will end up stealing second and third. So strikeout for Trey Akins for the second out of the inning. The runners both move up 90 feet. So now they're at second and third for the catcher, Jack Braswell. So Braswell steps up. Big opportunity for him to perhaps plate a run or two with 2 outs here and keep this rally going. The Longhorns have scored 3, but you know they would like to have some more. First pitch to him is down and away, ball 1. Gutierrez throwing a few pitches here in this first inning, so if nothing else, the Longhorns are probably shortening his day today. That one got him right in the helmet. And Braswell, they'll check on him. He's trotting down to first and telling everyone that he's okay. But anytime you have somebody take a hit by the pitch in the helmet, you're going to be extra cautious. He seems to be no worse for wear. He's a catcher, folks. So he will trot down to first.
Running at first base, Mikey Lewis.
And the courtesy runner will be Mikey Lewis in for him. And that'll bring up Kyle Jurius, who gets the start tonight in right field. He's got the bases loaded. Longhorns leading this one 3-0. Looking for some more. That is popped up by Jurius. Second baseman camps underneath it and puts it away. So that will do it for the Longhorns. But they plate 3 runs here in the bottom of the first inning, and as we head to the top of the second, they lead Hightower early, 3-0.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHSI Radio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd, orthodontist. GRHSI Radio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
Welcome back in, everybody. Jason Ford with you on GRHS iRadio, along with the captain, Tom Tarando. He is here steering the ship, providing the stats, giving weather updates, running the PA here at the park, doing a little bit of everything. And we are through 1 complete inning. Longhorns have a good inning. They get the Hurricanes 1-2-3 in the top of the first and then come and bat in the bottom of the first and get 3 runs across. So 3-0 due up for the Hurricanes will be Mason Sly, one of the better baseball names you'll hear. Braylon Kizzy and Kylan Davis. So Mason Sly, the cleanup hitter, right fielder, steps into the box, left-hand hitter, and he will face Carson Morton, Longhorn sophomore, out there for his second inning of work. Good movement on that curveball, kind of came in on his hands. All Sly could do with that one is ground it into his own dugout, and it's 0-1. Morton looks in, he's got his sign. The 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Another good breaking ball that, again, came in on his hands, got in his kitchen a little bit. And that is 0-2. So let's see what Carson Morton elects to do here with Mason Sly with an 0-2 pitch. And another breaking ball, another swing and a miss, and that is completed at first base as Braswell was unable to catch it cleanly but threw it down there to Behealer. And that is good morning, good afternoon, good night, folks, as he threw him three breaking balls. They all started kind of over the heart of the plate. They all broke inside on his hands, and he was unable to catch up with any of them. So one out, and that'll bring up Braylon Kizzy, the first baseman. Another left-hand hitter. This is a left-hand heavy lineup so far for the Hightower Hurricanes. Good breaking ball. Again, got the inside corner. Strike one. And Morton in a nice rhythm right now. He's got his sign and the 0-1 pitch. There's a fastball on the outside corner, and he is hitting his spots here. Inside, inside, outside. And he's got another Hightower hitter in an 0-2 hole. The 0-2 pitch. Outside. Good spot for an 0-2 pitch. Certainly nothing the hitter could do with that. You see if he chases it. If he doesn't, you come back and do it 1-2. So one ball, two strikes to Braylon Kizzy. And the pitch. Ooh, just off the plate. That's another good breaking ball inside. A little too far inside, and Kizzy was able to lay off. And that'll even the count at 2-2. Morton's got his sign. The windup and the 2-2 pitch. That's down and in. And it's a full count, so he goes from 0-2 to 3-2 on Braylon Kizzy. The payoff pitch swung on and hit hard, but right at Brady Duque, 4-3, and that will do it for Braylon Kizzy. The second out of the inning, and that'll bring up Kylan Davis, the left fielder, the number six hitter.
At the plate for Hightower, number one, left fielder, Kylan Davis.
The first pitch from Morton to Kylan Davis. Swung on and fouled off, out of play to the right. And it's 0-1. Morton throwing a lot of strikes here. Looking to perhaps retire Kylan Davis and get his second 1-2-3 inning in a row. That's a good pitch on the inside corner, just a little low. And that'll even the count at 1-1. Swung on and missed. And it's 1-2. Nothing fancy there. Just a fastball on the inside corner. He couldn't catch up to it. So now one ball and two strikes to Kylan Davis, the six hitter for the Hurricanes. Good curveball. Taken for strike three, and that will do it. Two strikeouts in the inning for Morton, as he has an easy time with the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Longhorns already leading this one 3-0.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Welcome back in, everybody. Jason Ford with you on GRHS iRadio as we are headed to the bottom of the second inning. Longhorns grabbed an early lead on the Hightower Hurricanes 3-0. They sent nine hitters to the plate in the bottom of the first, so it will be Ryan Barton back up there, the leadoff hitter for the Horns. Ryan Barton, Chase Adams, and Trent Richards, 1-2-3 in the order, due up here in the second inning, facing Angel Gutierrez, who is back out there for his second inning of work for the Hurricanes. Barton reached on an error in the first inning. Ended up getting thrown out at home on a ground ball to short later on in the inning. So Barton steps in for his second at bat. First pitch to him, good breaking ball on the outside corner, taken for a strike, and it's 0-1. Barton again reached on an error to the shortstop in the first, so he's officially 0-1. Golfs that one between the hole at short and third for a single, and he is on board. So Barton at first, and that'll bring up Chase Adams. Adams grounded into a fielder's choice in the first inning. That's the play where he grounded to short and Ryan Barton took off for home. Jeremy Payne was able to throw him out at the plate. So with Barton at first, Chase Adams steps up there. Quick throw over to first. Barton dives back in. Gutierrez comes set. And the pitch. That is ruled that a swing. I didn't think that was any more of a swing than the check swing that was called a ball earlier. But, okay. It's 0-1 to Chase Adams. So Barton at first, Adams with an 0-1 count. The stretch and the pitch, swung on and missed. Good breaking ball there, and Chase Adams swung through it. It's 0-2. So now let's see if Adams shortens it up a little bit, just tries to make contact with an 0-2 count. Another throw over to first. Barton dives back in. Getting that white uniform dirty. Gutierrez stares in. He has got his sign. Checks his runner. And the 0-2 pitch, that's down and away, ball one. So 1-2, Trent Richards, hot-hitting third baseman for the Longhorns, is on deck. He will follow Chase Adams. The 1-2 pitch, Barton goes, fouled off to the right side. Barton had a great jump, probably had that base stolen. Chase Adams grounded that ball foul to the right side, so Barton will return to first. Count will remain 1-2 on Chase Adams. Gutierrez looks in. He's got his sign. Now he'll check his runner. And the 1-2 pitch swung on and fouled straight back to the parking lot. Sets off someone's car alarm, as you can hear. Or that could be our crack sound effects guy here in the booth. One ball, two strikes. Chase Adams at the plate. Ryan Barton is at first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the second. That's just off the plate, outside and low again, 2-2. So Chase Adams has battled back from an 0-2 count to even it at a 2-2 count. Barton's still over there at first. Another throw over there. Barton had about a step bigger lead on that time, on that one. You get the feeling that maybe Barton's looking to take off here again. The 2-2 pitch to Chase Adams. That's down and away, ball three. And Chase Adams has worked himself from 0-2 to a full count. Very likely that Barton will be moving on the pitch here. The payoff pitch to Adams. Swung on and missed. And that might be a strike them out, throw them out double play, and it is. As Chase Adams struck out swinging, good pitch, good throw there by the catcher. That's Roberto DeLeo. And that is two outs. So that kind of changes the complexion of the inning for the Longhorns as they go from a runner on and nobody out to now nobody on base and two outs. Trent Richards steps up. That curveball stays low, and it's 1-0. Richards singled his first time up. The 1-0 pitch. It's a good curveball in the outside corner. That's taken for a strike. That'll even the count 1-1. If Richards can find a way to keep the inning going, Blake Behealer, cleanup hitter, would follow. The 1-1 pitch. Up and in, little chin music. He spins away from that one, and it's two balls and one strike. Richards settles into the right-hand box. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on, hit hard to third base and right through the wickets. That is going to be an E5, folks, as third baseman just didn't get down on that ball. And Trent Richards gets first base. And that will bring up Blake Behealer. Let's see if the Longhorns can take advantage after a well-executed strikeout, throw-em-out, double play. The Hightower Hurricanes gift the Longhorns a base runner. Let's see if Blake Behealer can take advantage of it. First pitch to him is down low for ball one, 1-0. Behealer doubled his first time up on a hard ground ball right down the third base line, pretty much over the bag at third. The 1-0 pitch to Behealer swung on and hit again down the third base line. Again, that's a fair ball. Third baseman able to at least knock this one down, so it keeps it from being extra bases, but that'll be a single for Behealer. So Longhorns trying to make a little two-out noise here as they now have runners at first and second with Lane Walton, the shortstop, up. Walton singled his first time up in the first. Runners moving on the play, and now they're hung up. And we've got issues, folks. And they are out. So I'm not sure what happened there. I don't know if a sign was missed, but based on the body language of Coach Greg Kubza, he is not happy with what happened. So Longhorns run themselves out of the inning. That will do it. So we head to the top of the third. Longhorns still leading this one, 3-0.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Welcome back in, everyone, to Longhorn Field as we head to the third inning. Longhorns leading the Hightower Hurricanes by the score of 3-0. That inning ended a little weirdly for the Longhorns. Best we can surmise up here in the booth is perhaps Blake Behealer got a little confused, thought it was first and third instead of first and second, as he basically ran up the back of Trent Richards and kind of forced his hand to leave the base, and it did not end well for the Longhorns. Carson Morton back out there for the Horns, and he will face 7, 8, and 9 in the Hightower order, Austin Bowen, Roberto DeLeo, and Max Zavala. First pitch to Bowen is down low for ball one. 1-0 pitch just off the plate a little bit, I guess. And it's 2-0. Morton working quickly. He is getting that ball, and he's ready to go. 2-0 pitch, and that's a hard single up the middle. First hit of the game for the Hightower Hurricanes. And there was nothing cheap about that one, folks, as Austin Bowen hit that one. It whizzed past the head of Carson Morton and on a hop went right over the bag at second base. So the Hurricanes have their first base runner. And that'll bring up the eight-hitter catcher, Roberto DeLeo. Had a really good throw down to second, nailing Ryan Barton, stealing in the last inning. That's a pretty close pickoff play there. Ball squirted away from Blake the Healer on the tag, as Carson Morton might have caught Austin Bowen leaning just a little bit. DeLeo at the plate. Bowen is on first. Nobody out. Quick spin and throw. Bowen dives back in. Bowen definitely has Carson Morton's attention over there at first. Now he'll come home with it. Shows bunt and does not get it. And they waited too long. They had the runner hung up between first and second, but waited too long to throw the ball back behind him. So the runner's able to scamper back. So to reset it for you, that ball, that was a strike. That was a bunt he offered at it, did not make contact. The runner was kind of caught between first and second. Braswell threw it down to second, but the return throw to first was not in time. So 0-1 count, still a runner at first. And the pitch, that's a balk by the umpire as he raised his hand to signal strike and then at the last minute changed his mind and shook his head. So it's one ball, one strike. That's a strike. There's zero question about that one. And the manager for the Hurricanes is aging considerably in the third base box as his hitter has been unable to get a bunt down here. The 1-2 pitch to DeLeo. That's down low and away, ball two. So 2-2, Austin Bowen is the runner at first. He singled to start this inning. DeLeo, the number eight hitter, catcher, has got a 2-2 count with nobody out here in the top of the third. That's just a hair outside, and that'll bring the count full. Three balls, two strikes to Roberto DeLeo. Austin Bowen is the runner at first. Hightower chasing three runs as they trail the horns 3-0. The payoff pitch swung on and fouled straight back. And we'll do it again at 3-2. Max Zavala, the third baseman, the number nine hitter, is waiting on deck for the Hurricanes. Three balls, two strikes, runner at first. Morton comes set. He's got his sign. Throw to first, not close. Hightower looking to get on the board here as they have been blanked so far. They trail the horns 3-0. The payoff pitch. Grounded right to Morton. He will throw to short. Return throw to first. Double play. So, folks, if you're scoring at home, that is a 1-6-3 double play. And that is a big twin killing for the Horns as they now erase all the base runners. And that'll bring up the number nine hitter, Max Zavala, with nobody on base and two outs. So big double play there, Morton to Walton to Behealer. And now two outs and nobody on. Good curveball to start Zavala, strike one. Curveball outside, ball one. That'll even the count at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, grounded to second base. Duque charges, grabs it, flips it to the healer, and that will do it. So down go the Hurricanes, and Carson Morton has faced the minimum through three innings. We head to the bottom of the third, Longhorns leading this one 3-0.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band, to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Texas.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back in, everybody. Jason Ford with you on GRHS iRadio. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Longhorns leading the Hightower Hurricanes 3-0. And Lane Walton will be up at the plate. He was up when the Longhorns, on sort of a weird-looking double steal, ran themselves out of the last inning. So it'll be Walton, Brady Duque, and Trey Akins, 5, 6, and 7. Due up here for the Horns in the bottom three. Walton singled his first time up, ultimately made it to around a third base, but was stranded there. First pitch to him is down and in, taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Gutierrez back out there for his third inning of work on the bump for the Hurricanes. 1-0 pitch is outside, 2-0. So Walton has worked himself into a hitter's count. You can bet he'll be sitting on something that he can drive here. The 2-0 pitch from Gutierrez. Swung on and hammered, but foul. As Walton just couldn't quite wait on that one and almost took out Coach Rod in the first base coach's box. 2 balls and 1 strike. Gutierrez looks in. He's got his sign, the windup and the 2-1 pitch. Fouled to the right side, and it is 2-2. So Walton now with a 2-2 count. Brady Duque is on deck, and Trey Akins waits in the hole. The 2-2 count, excuse me, the 2-2 pitch. Outside. Ball three, so a full count to Lane Walton, looking to start this bottom of the third for the Horns with a base runner. The payoff pitch, hammered up the middle. That's a single, and that's well struck by Lane Walton. Got a pitch to hit on 3-2, and he didn't miss it. So he is at first base, and that'll bring up the red-hot hitting Brady Duque. He stayed that way his first time up today with a single. He was the co-6A player of the week last week. I believe he batted something in the neighborhood of 750 for the week with a couple of doubles, RBIs, runs scored. He did a little bit of everything. He's got a runner at first with nobody out here in the bottom of the third. First pitch is down and away, ball one. Longhorns lead this one 3-0 if you're just joining us. We are in the bottom of the third inning here from Longhorn Field. Throw over there to first, pretty close as he caught Lane Walton napping just a little bit there. He does manage to get a hand back in there, though. The 1-0 pitch to Duque, another throw over there, and once again, he's making that throw over as Lane Walton is kind of taking the last step of his lead, and he's kind of catching him with his weight on the wrong foot, and it's making that play pretty close. And he does it again. Every time it's close, you're just emboldening him to keep throwing over there. Let's see if maybe he can throw one into the right field corner and help the Longhorns out a little bit. One ball, no strikes to Duque. If we ever throw another pitch to home, we'll find out. That's been four consecutive throws over to first. Brady Duque muscles up and hits one deep to left, but playable, but the left fielder falls down and the ball gets away from him. Walton all the way around third. He's going to try and score. The throw is high. Duque into third base. And that is going to end up being a three-base error on the Hightower left fielder. So the net effect of it is a run across for the Horns. They now lead this one 4-0. There's still nobody out in the inning, and Duque finds himself at third base. You know, that's the second time the left fielder for the Hurricanes, Kylan Davis, has lost his footing out there. And there are some kind of mushy, you know, wet spots out there in the outfield. And he may want to check his spikes because he's lost his footing a couple of times. And that was a big one, as instead of what was a fairly routine catch, Longhorns now have a runner at third, nobody out, and a run already across. The 1-0 pitch to Trey Akins, taken for a strike. That was a high strike, I suppose. That ball looked up, folks. I'm not going to lie. One ball, one strike to Trey Akins. 1-1 pitch bounces in. That's ball two. So 2-1. Duque is the runner at third. He reached on an error. Longhorns lead this one over the Hightower Hurricanes 4-0 as they bat here in the bottom of the third. That's well struck by Trey Akins to right center, and that's going to get the gap and roll. Akins will make a big turn and head for second, and he is in there with a stand-up double. So Trey Akins with a good piece of hitting the opposite way. He's at second base, still nobody out. Duque scores easily from third, and it is 5-0 Longhorns. Jack Braswell, the catcher, at the plate. Gutierrez looks in. Braswell is the hitter. Akins is at second. Curveball just off the plate, taken for ball one. So 1-0 to Braswell. Kyle Jirius, the right fielder, waits on deck, the number nine hitter. Pitch to Braswell down low. That's ball two, so 2-0. Trey Akins is the runner at second. He doubled. Longhorns lead the Hurricanes 5-0 as they bat here in the bottom of the third. Braswell hits it sharply to left field, tracked down by the left fielder, and he'll get the ball back in. That will be the first out of the inning. So So Braswell flies out to left. And that will bring up Kyle Jirius, the right fielder. He popped up to the second baseman his first time up. So Jirius at the plate. Trey Akins, runner at second base. Longhorns leading this one 5-0, looking to plate another run. Jirius with a little tapper to the third baseman, and he will beat that out easily. I don't know if the third baseman would have been able to throw him out even if he fielded it cleanly. He bobbled it a little bit, but I'm going to give Jirius probably an infield single on that one. It was basically a swinging bunt and would have been a nearly impossible play. The only good news, silver lining for the Hurricanes, is since it was hit to third, Akins was unable to advance on the play, so he remains at second base. Jirius at first, now runners at first and second for the top of the order, center fielder Ryan Barton. First pitch to him, taken on the black, just on that outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. This is going to be pitch number 60 already for Angel Gutierrez just in the third inning. That is courtesy of the captain, Tom Tarando. And that 60th pitch is fouled off to the right side by Ryan Barton. And it is quickly 0-2 on the Longhorn leadoff hitter. Akins is at second. Jirius is at first. The 0-2 pitch to Barton. That's down and away. Ball one. So one ball, two strikes to Barton. Still just one out here in the bottom of the third. Longhorns looking to add some more. Barton swings and hits a line drive, but right at the center fielder, as he only had to move a step or two before he put that one away. So Barton got it on the barrel of the bat, but has nothing to show for it. The second out of the inning, and that'll bring up Chase Adams. The designated hitter for the Horns is officially 0-2 on the day, grounded into a fielder's choice, and then he struck out in the second. First pitch to him, down for a ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. That's taken for a strike. That'll even the count, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch swung on and popped up to the right fielder. He will camp underneath it, drift back, and put it away. And that will do it for the Longhorns in the bottom of the third, but they plate two more runs, and as we head to the top of the fourth, they now lead this one over the Hightower Hurricanes by the score of 5-0.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back in, everybody, to Longhorn Field. Jason Ford with you on GRHSI Radio. As we have played three complete innings, as we head to the top of the fourth, Longhorns lead the Hightower Hurricanes 5-0. Carson Morton, the sophomore right-hander for the Horns, back out there for his fourth inning of work. And so far, he has faced the minimum. He has given up a base hit. That person was ultimately erased on a double play. And he'll face Gutierrez, Caldwell, and Payne, 1-2-3 in the Hightower order. First pitch to Gutierrez is taken for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Good curveball on the inside corner, and it's 0-2. And Carson Morton just continues to hit his spots out here today, folks. He's got really good control through the first three innings. That is just off the plate by a little bit on the 0-2 pitch, and that's 1-2. Morton in a nice rhythm, working quickly. The 1-2 pitch to Gutierrez, the leadoff hitter. Swung on and dribbled off of his foot. He thought it was off his foot, but the umpires didn't see it. I think they're going to take his word for it. The hitter thought it went off his foot. Of course, his first base coach thought it went off his foot. The umpires said nothing. And now they're going to say, yeah, it was a foul ball. Yeah, I tend to believe the hitter, folks. I don't think he'd be that quick to lie. It did come off kind of funny looking, so that tends to make me think that it hit a foot in the box. So we'll do it again at 1-2, and we'll just let the baseball gods sort it out. Inside, taken for a ball, and it's 2-2. He should have tried to sell that as a hit by pitch. He might have gotten the umpires to go along with him. 2-2 to number 2, Angel Gutierrez. The 2-2 pitch. High and outside, 3. So after 0-2, Carson Morton has run the count to 3-2, and now we will have a payoff pitch. Swung on and grounded hard but foul down the right side. And we'll do it again at a full count. Three balls, 2 strikes. Gutierrez up. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth. The payoff pitch. Swung on and fouled again, this time back to the screen. So nice little battle here developing between Carson Morton and Angel Gutierrez, the two pitchers facing each other here. The 3-2 pitch. Swung on and guess what? Fouled off, this time to the left side. So this is the 10th pitch of the at-bat coming up here for Angel Gutierrez. Is certainly a quality at-bat, but let's see who can win the battle. Morton comes set. The windup and the 3-2 pitch. On the inside corner, strike 3. An emphatic punch-out by the home plate umpire. As that is the 4th strikeout for Morton, and that'll bring up the 2-hitter Jordan Caldwell. Caldwell struck out in his only at-bat back in the first inning. He is 0-1. First pitch to him, a little bit upstairs, but in the top part of the zone, called a strike. They got one of those last inning, so it's only fair that we get one. And it's 0-1 as Caldwell shakes his head. Good pitch on the inside corner, and it's 0-2. And it seems like Morton has had a ton of batters in 0-2 counts here tonight. And when you do that as a pitcher, you're going to have a lot of success. The 0-2 pitch outside, taken for a ball, 1-2. And again, that's a good spot for an 0-2 pitch. Yeah, it was outside, it was a ball, but certainly not a pitch you can get hurt on. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Braswell will have to complete it. He'll throw down to first and do just that. That's the 2nd strikeout for Caldwell. 2 outs in the inning, and that'll bring up the number 3 hitter, shortstop Jeremy Payne.
starts about Jeremy Payne.
Payne grounded out to Trent Richards in the first inning, 5-3 in his only plate appearance. He steps up with nobody on base and two outs here in the fourth. Good curveball. He swings and comes up empty. And it's no balls and one strike. Morton looks in. Stretch and the pitch. Curveball inside. Just off the plate. That'll even the count 1-1. The 1-1 pitch to Payne. Swung on and fouled way out of play to the right side. One ball, two strikes, two outs. We are in the top of the fourth inning. The Hightower Hurricanes trailing your Georgia Ranch Longhorns by the score of 5-0. Morton's got his sign. The windup and the 1-2 pitch. Swung a popped up foul. I don't think it's going to stay in play. It'll reach the seats. And we will do it again at one ball and two strikes and two outs. That's outside, low and outside. That'll even the count 2-2. Morton looks in. He's got his sign. And he is ready to deliver the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and poked out to right field. Jarius underneath it. He will put it away. And that will do it for the Hurricanes. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Longhorns still leading this one by the score of 5-0.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
You've been listening to live George Ranch High School varsity.
Welcome back in, everybody. Jason Ford with you on GRHS iRadio. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Longhorns leading the Hightower Hurricanes 5-0. It will be Trent Richards, Blake Behealer, and Lane Walton due up for the Horns. So 3, 4, and 5 in the lineup due up here for the Horns. They got 3 runs in the bottom of the first. They got 2 more in the bottom of the third. All zeros on the board for Hightower, and that's where we stand here, heading into the bottom of the fourth, 5-0 Horns. First pitch to Trent is down low, ball 1. Richards is 1-for-2 on the day. He singled in the first. He reached on an error in the second. That one's poked down the right field line and tracked down by the right fielder. So that is a fly out for Trent Richards. First out of the inning. And he'll bring up Blake Behealer, the first baseman. Behealer is 2-for-2 on the day. He doubled in the first and ultimately scored. And he singled in the second inning. So he's got a double and a single on the day. Steps into that right-hand batter's box, and Gutierrez comes set. First pitch to Blake, little front door breaking ball, gets the inside part of the plate, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch got away with a hanging breaking ball there as Behealer took a big cut at that one but fouled it straight back to the screen. And it is quickly 0-2 on Behealer. Lane Walton, the number 5 hitter, shortstop for the Horns, is due to follow Behealer. The 0-2 pitch just off the plate, outside and a little low. One ball and two strikes. Behealer steps back into the box. Gutierrez is ready. The 1-2 pitch. That's down in the dirt. Breaking ball. 2-2. The 2-2 pitch to Behealer. Swung on and belted to right center field. That's in the gap. And that is gone. That is an opposite field home run for Blake Behealer, as that ball had more carry on it than I thought off the bat, as he just kind of reached out and poked that to the power alley in right center. But it snuck over the fence. And that will extend the Longhorn lead to 6-0 as Behealer goes deep. And that will bring up Lane Walton. No sign of any movement from the coach for the Hurricanes, as he seems content to leave Angel Gutierrez out there. So 6-0 Horns as they bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Lane Walton is up to bat. The umpire has to again chase the Longhorns back into the dugout. And now we're ready to resume play. First pitch to Walton. Down around his ankles, skips past the catcher, ball one. Walton is also 2-for-2 on the day. He singled in the first. He also singled in the third inning and ultimately scored. Big cut, but he pops that one up towards short. A little bit of confusion, and they are unable to make a play. Lane Walton ends up at second base. And, boy, I don't know what you – I guess you got to rule that a hit, folks. No one really ever got to that ball. There was some confusion on whether it was going to be the left fielder's ball or the shortstop. Neither one of them ended up with it, and so that's kind of a gift double for Lane Walton. And up steps Brady Duque, the second baseman for the Longhorns. He's 1-for-2 on the day. He singled in the first, reached on an error by the left fielder in the third inning, a big three-base error that one was. First pitch to him is down and away, ball one. Gutierrez comes set, checks his runner. The 1-0 pitch. Hit between short and third. That is a base hit. Lane Walton is going to try to score. Throw is way offline, and he will score easily. Duque will hustle into second base. So that is a single. He'll advance to second on the throw. And that is an RBI for Duque as Lane Walton comes across the plate. It is now 7-0 Longhorns, and that will bring a visit from the coach. And no, he just has a baseball or two for the umpire. Let's see. No, he is going to continue out there. And let's see if he just talks to Gutierrez or if he's brought the hook with him. I got to believe this might be it for Gutierrez. We'll take a quick break. We come back, I'll reset it for you folks. As we are in the fourth inning, Longhorns in control of this one, 7-0.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Welcome back in, everyone. Jason Ford with you here on GRHSI Radio as Braylon Kizzy, who was formerly at first base, has now come in to be the relief pitcher for the Hurricanes. As we will close the book for you on Angel Gutierrez here when we get a moment. But Kizzy will come in for the Hurricanes with the Longhorns batting still just one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Already a couple of runs across for the Horns on the Blake Behealer opposite field home run. And then a RBI single by Brady Duque after Lane Walton was gifted a double on some confusion between the shortstop and left fielder for the Hurricanes. So your batter is going to be Trey Akins, the big right-hand left fielder for the Horns. And he will have Brady Duque at first base and just one out. Kizzy, left-hander, takes his warm-up throws out there on the bump for the Hurricanes. As they trail this one 7-0. And the Jekyll and Hyde season kind of continues for the Longhorns. When they are winning convincingly. When they are struggling, they are losing games, fairly close games. But again, as has been the case today, they are getting hits, and they're getting hits with runners in scoring position. When they have struggled, they have gotten base runners, but they haven't been good at getting those runners home. So Trey Akins steps into the right-hand batter's box. He'll be the first hitter to face the new pitcher, Braylon Kizzy, for the Hurricanes. And actually, Duque, I said, was at first base. He's at second. He advanced to second on that throw home. Good pitch on the outside corner for Kizzy. And that is strike one to Akins. Kizzy checks the runner at second. Duque comes home with it. Good fastball. Swung on and missed by Akins. And it's quickly 0-2. That had a little bit of a tail on it, as is usually the case when you've got a two-seam fastball from a left-hander. The 0-2 pitch, curveball stays out. And it's 1-2. Akins would be followed by the catcher, the 8-hitter Jack Braswell. Akins doubled his last time up. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Swung on and hit hard to right center field, but the right fielder is under it. He'll make the catch. Duque looking to tag up and go to third, and he will get there easily. So Akins advances the runner, but ultimately flies out to right field. That'll be two outs, and that'll bring up Braswell. He is officially 0-for-1 on the day. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning and flew out to left in the third. First pitch to him is down low. To close the book on Gutierrez, folks, he went 3 1/3 inning, gave up 7 runs on 12 hits, didn't walk anyone, and struck out only one. He threw 76 pitches in those 3 1/3 innings. So 1-1 to Braswell. That one down the dirt, skips away. Runners halfway down the line. They overthrow the pitcher covering home, and that will bring Duque home. As he was kind of caught in no man's land, he started down the line at third, realized it didn't get that far away from the catcher, but he watched the throw, and as the pitcher came to cover home, catcher kind of airmailed it. No one was backing up on the play. And so Duque trots home, and it is 8-0, folks. Braswell now bats with nobody on base. 2-1 pitch to him is outside, and it's 3-1. So 3-1 pitch to Braswell. Kyle Jarius, the right fielder, is on deck. 3-1 pitch fouled off the end of the bat, and that will bring the count full. Payoff pitch, poked foul right side. It'll reach the batting cages. And the count will remain full.
Go, Jack.
The 3-2 pitch swung on and golfed to right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. And Braswell is on. We will see a courtesy runner for the catcher. And Kyle Jarius will be the hitter. Mikey Lewis comes in to run for Braswell. And Kyle Jarius at the plate. He is 1-for-2 on the day. He popped up to the second baseman his first time up. He singled his second time up. That was an infield single on kind of a swinging bunt that trickled to the third baseman. He swings and fouls one well out of play to the right side. It's 0-1. Longhorns batting in the bottom of the fourth. If you're just joining us, they lead the Hurricanes 8-0. 3 runs in the bottom of the first, 2 more in the third, and they have plated 3 so far in the fourth. Jarius at the plate, the number 9 hitter. He's got courtesy runner Mikey Lewis over there at first. That pitch is off the plate, but called a strike. That's a pretty brutal call, folks. 0-2, as evidently the white chalk line of the batter's box is now part of the plate. Kazee comes set, and the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. I guess you can't really blame him for chasing that one because it was in the same spot as the one that was just called strike. So that will do it for Jarius and the Longhorns in the fourth, but not before they push 3 more runs across. And as we head to the fifth inning, your score, Longhorns 8-0.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
Welcome back in, everybody. Jason Ford with you on GRHS iRadio. We head to the top of the fifth inning. And it will be 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Hurricanes. Mason Sly, Braylon Kizzy, and Kylan Davis. Carson Morton has faced the minimum through 4 innings. He did give up 1 base hit. That base runner was ultimately erased on a double play. First pitch, good one on the outside corner. Breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Sly struck out in his only at-bat in the second inning. Little tapper to shortstop. Walton's going to have to hurry. He does and makes a great play. That is not easy, folks. That ball was just the other side of the pitcher's mound by the time Walton got to it. He picked it up and flicked it over to Behealer. He was on target with it. And that is a nice 6-3 put out to start the fifth inning. That'll bring up Braylon Kizzy, the new pitcher, started the game at first base. He grounded out to second his first time up. Good breaking ball on the inside corner. And he held up his swing, but it sure looked like he went. But the appeal was for naught, and it's 1-0 Swung on and hit to shallow left field. Trey Akins barely has to move, camps under it, and puts it away. And that is quickly 2 outs in the inning, and that'll bring up Kylan Davis, the left fielder. He's had an adventurous day out there and left. He's slipped and fallen a couple of times. One of those times, it ended up being a 3-base error off the bat of Brady Duque that helped the Longhorns plate their 4th run of the game. Fouls one off the end of the bat to the right side, and it's 0-1. Davis struck out in his only plate appearance back in the second inning. The 0-1 pitch from Carson Morton. Good breaking ball. Broke just off the plate on the outside corner. And Kylan Davis swung and came up empty. It's quickly 0-2. The 0-2 pitch inside almost hit him, and it did hit the umpire. And Braswell checks on him. As a catcher, you're not going to make friends with the home plate umpire when you let him get hit flush like that. Almost looked like Braswell got crossed up on that one. He was set up outside, and the pitch came way inside. He's going to go out and chat with Carson Morton, which is really just to give the umpire a little more time to gather himself. Coach Cubs is going to come over and check on the home plate umpire. And I think they're going to call a trainer out also to have a look at him. And we've got a little conference going on. Not sure what this is about. He got hit in the arm, it looked like. And it looks like he took it off the forearm, and it may be swelling up a little bit. They may be calling a trainer in as a precaution. Yeah, we do have a trainer coming over to take a look at the umpire. So we'll pay a quick bill while we're waiting for play to resume here on GRHS iRadio.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab.
Welcome back in, everybody. It looks like we're ready to resume play. The trainer checked out the home plate umpire. after he took that ball off the forearm. He seems to be okay. We are looking to resume play, and I believe the count is 2-2 on Kylan Davis. It's either 1-2 or 2-2. Hopefully it won't matter. That one's definitely outside, and now it is 2-2 or 3-2. We're not sure. We're going to call it 2-2. Morton comes set, and the pitch. Outside, ball three. So now a full count on Kylan Davis. As Morton, after the break to check on the umpire, is suddenly having a little bit of trouble finding the strike zone. You know, as a pitcher, you hate something like that, a long delay that kind of gets you out of your rhythm. The 3-2 pitch, that's outside, ball four. And Morton just didn't look as comfortable after that extended break to check on the umpire as he did before it. So Davis trots down to first after the walk. There are two outs here in the fifth inning. And Austin Bowen, the center fielder, steps up. He has the only base hit on the day for the Hurricanes. Runner goes, picked a good pitch to run on as that one dove down and away from Jack Braswell, unable to catch it cleanly. So it's one ball and no strikes. Runner now at second base, Kylan Davis. Austin Bowen singled right up the middle in the third inning, and that is the lone hit on the day for the Hurricanes. Steps in to the right-hand box. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. Yeah, there's the motion that he did go around. I wondered. Yeah, he ultimately put his hand up, and it took a while. You wondered if he didn't see the swing go through, but the home plate umpire did call it. He didn't even ask for help. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Good pitch on the outside corner, and it's 1-2. As Morton would like to go ahead and get out of this inning, he's got two outs. There is a runner at second base. The 1-2 pitch to Austin Bowen. Runner goes. Braswell throws. And that is close, but the throw was high. And the runner is in there. A good throw gets him. And that's an odd play, stealing third when you're chasing eight runs. Far be it for me to question an opposing manager, but I probably wouldn't have done that chasing eight. The 2-2 pitch swung on and hit hard to left field, but right at Trey Akins. He puts it away, and that will do it. So the walk does to Morton. That will do it for the Hurricanes in the fifth. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Longhorns leading this one 8-0.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Welcome back in, everybody. Jason Ford with you on GRHSI Radio as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Longhorns in control of this one as they lead the Hightower Hurricanes 8-0. They have the top of the order due up here in the fifth. Ryan Barton, Chase Adams, and Trent Richards as they are looking to seal the deal here and perhaps get their fourth district win on the season versus two losses. Longhorns got three runs in the first. They got two runs in the third and another three in the fourth. Zeros across the board for the Hurricanes as Carson Morton has pitched well for the Longhorns. And that's where we stand here in the bottom of the fifth. Longhorns 8, Hightower Hurricanes nothing. Ryan Barton, 2 for 3 on the day. He singled in the first. He singled in the second. He flew out to center field in the third. So 2 for 3 officially on the day, and he will step into the right-hand batter's box facing Braylon Kizzy, the second pitcher of the day for the Hurricanes. Started his day at first base, slid over to the mound last inning. First pitch taken, fastball strike by Barton, and it's 0-1. Good pitch on the inside corner, taken for another strike, and it's 0-2. So Barton in a 0-2 hole here. Takes a couple practice swings, steps back in the box, and the 0-2 pitch. That's down and away, ball one. 1-2. Chase Adams, number 2 hitter, the designated hitter for the Horns, is on deck. 1-2. The pitch skips in, 2-2. Barton, again, 2 for 3 on the day. Pair of singles to go along with a fly out to center field. The 2-2 pitch from Braylon Kizzy. That breaking ball doesn't come back, stays outside, and it's 3-2. So after an 0-2 count, Ryan Barton has worked the count full, trying to get himself on base to get things started here in the Longhorn half of the fifth. Swung on and hit hard to center field. Center fielder goes back on it, and he's got it. So that's twice in a row where Barton has struck one well to center field but come up with nothing to show for it. One out, and that'll bring up Chase Adams, the designated hitter. He is officially 0-for-3 on the day. He grounded into a fielder's choice. He struck out in the second, and he flew out to right field in the third. First pitch to him under his hands and taken for a strike. Wow. That was okay. Well, he hits the second pitch, and it goes right between the wickets of the third baseman again. That's been two pretty ugly errors over there for Max Zavala at third base. And well, we'll just leave it at that. Chase Adams finds himself at first base after the E5.
Longhorns, number 3, third baseman, Trent Richards.
And that'll bring up Trent Richards. He's 1-for-3 on the day. He singled in the first. He reached on an error in the second, and he flew out to right field in the fourth. First pitch to him outside, taken for a ball. It's 1-0. 1-0 pitch is down and away, ball 2. So 2-0 quickly to Trent Richards. Chase Adams is at first. He reached on an error. Blake Behealer waits on deck. The 2-0 pitch, down and away. Yikes, down and away, but called a strike. And it's 2-1. I don't know if it was when he took one off the forearm or what, folks, but this strike zone has gotten weird. Hit to the third baseman. He makes the play this time and starts a 5-4-3, but they do not get the double play. Adams is out, advancing to second. Trent Richards grounds into a fielder's choice. He's at first base, and that'll bring up Blake Behealer. His last time up, all he did was hit an opposite field home run to right center field.
Now batting first baseman Blake Behealer.
And if he could do that again here, that would be a very meaningful two runs as we stand 8-0 right now. Scalds that one foul, but well foul down the third baseline. Kazee on the mound. He came on in relief of Angel Gutierrez. The Heelers at the plate. Trent Richards is at first, reached on a fielder's choice. Two outs in the inning. And we've got time called by Blake. No balls, one strike to Beheeler. Two outs in the inning. Longhorns lead this one 8-0. They are trying to get a couple more. Trent Richards is the runner at first base. Kazee comes set. The 0-1 pitch. Hanging breaking ball popped up to short. He settles underneath it and makes the play. And that will do it. So we head to the top of the sixth inning. Longhorns still leading this one, 8-0.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back in, everyone. Jason Ford with you on GRHS iRadio as we head to the top of the sixth inning. And we have a new pitcher out there on the mound for the Horns. That is Major Richardson out there for the Longhorns, left-hander. And he comes on in relief of Carson Morton, who did a masterful job in the first five innings, holding the Hightower Hurricanes to just one base hit. We'll close the book on Morton here in just a moment.
Roberto DeLeo.
So Roberto DeLeo, the catcher, number eight hitter, will lead things off for the Hurricanes here in the top of the sixth. It'll be DeLeo, Max Zavala, and Angel Gutierrez back to the top of the order. Richardson with his first pitch, down and in, taken for a ball. One ball and no strikes. The 1-0 pitch. Swung on and hit hard, but foul down the left field line. And it's 1-1. So one ball, one strike to the Hightower catcher and eight hitter. Curveball just a little bit outside. 2-1. Carson Morton went five innings, didn't give up a run, only one hit. He walked one and struck out five through 75 pitches. So a really nice quality start for Carson Morton. That pitch is swung on and missed on the outside corner, and that'll even the count 2-2. Major Richardson with the 2-2 pitch to DeLeo, and that is swung on and a little soft liner out there to shortstop. And Lane Walton puts it away easily. First out of the inning, and that'll bring up Max Zavala. And actually, it looks like we might have a pinch hitter as that is number 12, Mendoza. I don't have a first name for him. I'm going to call him Bob. Bob Mendoza steps up, folks. Roberto Mendoza sounds even better. Actually, we don't know. But Mendoza and Mendoza's mom, if you're listening, give us a call here in the booth and let us know your son's first name. His coach did not. Ethan Mendoza. Tom Tarando comes through again. And Ethan Mendoza hits a hard foul ball and quickly finds himself in an 0-2 hole as we finally figured out his name, and now he's got to face an 0-2 pitch. That hardly seems fair. Major toes the rubber. He's got his sign. And the 0-2 pitch. Pretty good pitch. I've seen worse called a strike today. I'll just leave it at that. So one ball and two strikes to Ethan Mendoza. Don't call me Bob. The 1-2 pitch. That's about a foot outside. 2-2. Mendoza would be followed by the top of the order, Angel Gutierrez. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Probably should have happened two pitches earlier, but we'll take it. That is the second out on the inning, and it will bring up the aforementioned Angel Gutierrez. He is 0-for-2 on the day. He popped up to the first baseman, popped up to the second baseman his first time up, and struck out in the fourth inning. Richardson starts him with a ball down and away. One ball, no strikes. If Gutierrez can find a way to get on base, it would be Jordan Caldwell, the second baseman. Swung on and fouled off, way out of play to the left. One ball, one strike. Major Richardson has done a really nice job in relief for the Horns so far this season. He even closed out a big game against Tomball, which the Horns were able to win in the Tomball tournament. Lifted to left field. That will be caught in fair territory right by the line by Trey Akins. And that will do it, folks. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Longhorns leading this one 8-0.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Texas.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back in, everybody. Jason Ford with you on GRHS iRadio. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Longhorns leading the Hightower Hurricanes 8-0. Lane Walton, Brady Duque, and Trey Akins due up for the Longhorns, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters. Walton is 3-for-3 on the day. Singled in the first, singled in the third. doubled in the fourth on a ball that probably should have been caught, but it's going to look like a screaming line drive double in the box score. He takes the first pitch, breaking ball over the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. Swung on and missed, couldn't lay off. That ball was well off the plate outside. And Braylon Kazee up 0-2 on Lane Walton. Pitch swung on and hit hard to center field. Tracked down by the center fielder. And that is Austin Bowen out there with speed to burn. That'll be the first out of the inning, and that'll bring up Brady Duque. Duque has continued his hot hitting here today, tonight. He's 2 for 3. He singled in the first. He reached on an error in the third, and he singled and ultimately scored in the fourth inning. So 2 for 3 on the day, and he has been a very, very tough out the last couple of weeks. Takes a first pitch curveball for a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Duque would be followed by Trey Akins. 0-1 pitch, grounded to third. It's been an adventure over there, and it is again. And this time it is Ethan Mendoza who came in for the Max Zavala, who had made a couple errors over there. And I guess it's just the position over there today. If you are a Hightower Hurricane, you do not want to play third base today. So the House of Horrors continues over at third base for the Hurricanes. And the Longhorns are gifted a base runner at first. It'll bring up Akins. Akins doubled in the third, sandwiched between a strikeout and a flyout to right. So he's officially 1 for 3 on the day. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Throw over to first, and Duque scrambles back. Akins would be followed by the catcher, Jack Braswell. The 1-0 pitch swung on and fouled way out of play to the right side. The one ball, one strike, one out. Runner at first. Pitch under his hands. Inside, called a ball, two balls and one strike. Duque is at first. He reached on an error. Akins at the plate. There's one out here in the bottom of the sixth. That one stays off the plate outside, and it's 3-1. So you can bet Trey Akins is going to be looking for one pitch in one spot here with a 3-1 count. Let's see if he gets it. He did. He swings and hits it hard to center field, but right at the center fielder. He will put it away, and that will be the second out on the inning. Duque remains at first base, and that will bring up Jack Braswell. Braswell 1 for 2 on the day. He was hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance. He flew out to left in the third, and he singled in the fourth. The first pitch to Braswell. Fouled straight back to the screen. It's 0-1. Two outs. Duque is the runner at first. Longhorns lead the Hightower Hurricanes 8-0. Quick throw over to first. Duque dives back. Stretch and the 0-1 pitch to Braswell outside squirts out of the catcher's mitt. Give Duque a stolen base on that one as he was moving on the pitch. So he is now in scoring position. Braswell with a 1-1 count. That is taken for a strike. One, two pitch. Inside gets away from the catcher, and that will advance Duque to third. So he is now just 90 feet away. That ninth run, not really a huge one, but certainly a 10th run would be. Braswell with a 2-2 count. Twos are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Kazee looks in. He's got his sign. The pitch, that's up and away. Ball three. So it's a full count to Braswell. Kyle Jurius, the right fielder, is on deck. The payoff pitch to Braswell. Swung on and fouled off the mitt of the catcher. So we'll do it again at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. We are in the bottom of the sixth. Swung on and fouled out of play to the right. That will reach the cages. Braswell will step back in, and we will have another payoff pitch. I believe this is the ninth pitch of the at-bat. Inside, taken for ball four. Nice at-bat for Jack Braswell as he works a walk. He will trot down to first base. And runners at the corners for the Longhorns. And courtesy runner Mikey Lewis comes in for Braswell.
Running at first base, number 19, Mikey Lewis at the plate for George Rand. Right fielder.
Jurius is 1-for-3 on the day. He popped up to the second baseman. He singled in the third. He struck out in the fourth. First pitch to him on the outside corner, I guess, for strike one. The 0-1 pitch to Jurius, swung on and fouled back, and we'll run it again at 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, runners at the corners. Longhorns leading this one 8-0. They have led all the way. Three in the first, two in the third, three more in the fourth. The 0-2 pitch. Little tapper to third base. Oh, goodness gracious. He threw it to the moon, folks, and that might do it. Duque already scored. Here comes the winning run, as that will do it. Two-run score. That makes it 10-0. And on an absolute House of Horrors day, if you're a third baseman for the Hightower Hurricanes, the game ends probably fittingly on an E5. And that will do it. So, folks, I'll go ahead and wrap this one up as the Longhorns dispatch the Hightower Hurricanes by a score of 10-0. Game shortened to 6 innings because of the run rule. So the Longhorns will go to 4-2 in district play. They right the ship a little bit. And we'd like to thank you for joining us here on GRHS iRadio as we will bid you farewell until our next broadcast. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to live George Ranch High School varsity baseball on GRHS iRadio. Longhorns baseball on GRHS iRadio is brought to you by the generosity of the GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors and with the support of the LCISD Athletic Department, the George Ranch High School Athletic Department, and the GR Campus Administration. GRHS iRadio is LCISD's first and only campus radio station located at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Watch X, formerly Twitter, for our next live broadcast on GRHS iRadio. So long, everybody.